3, 2, 1. Hello. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out? Episode 63. Oh, this is so good. I like to touch my rusty spoon. It's so nice. Today, we talk about mostly everything. And it's really hard to do this voice. We talk about Chris's story with those Mormon things. It's lovely. And other things, comics related. And Mr. Robert here does not want to do the show anymore. That's it. So, please enjoy. Why do we hang out? Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on. Gorgeous. No, I'm not so, much sick of it. It's more practical timing, like what I can get done in my day to day with it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Where I was the last time I did it, I did it last Saturday. Took 2.5-3 hours to sort what I didn't put in and consolidate into their new boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is an inordinate amount of time. This is dumb. Like, I was watching Luke Cage and I was nerding the fuck out to the Apex.
Did you finish Luke Cage?
Finally.
Right?
Finally finished Luke Cage.
So good.
God, fucking have you guys finished it at all?
I haven't even started.
Diamondback,
dude. Wasn't he perfect?
I don't even care. I'm not to spoil it, I'm sorry, but Method Man is fucking amazeballs.
Just he's that brief moment in that
you
episode.
See Method Man and you're like, it's Method Man. Is he going to play Method Man or is he going to just be like I'm this person and I do things?
And he plays
Like he's a guy in a store. And he's not. I don't know where the fucking headphones went.
Where are you fucking headphones?
I don't know. They were always on the thing. They're always here. They're not here. I don't know what you guys did with them. They're not theirs.
They're not there.
Yeah. Like at all. It's not here. Normally it's taking off my thing.
Oh, weird. I didn't put them there.
Yeah, you did. I did. You like to fidget with that fucking guitar all the goddamn time?
I don't use that.
To be fair, Kay might have done that.
But.
Because she sits
there.
No,
we're just going to blame it on him.
She sits there when I'm editing shit, and every now and then she'll put headphones on. But she wears the white ones.
You know what? Okay, now I'm actually kind of excited since we've started the podcast. Chris, tell us your story.
Okay, give me. You guys do a recap.
Are you fucking on your phone right now?
I'm telling a person.
We're on
that
a fucking podcast.
This is the
right
thing.
Now.
I
is
told
that your
this
fucking
person.
Booty call? Does
no.
she listen?
No.
Because it's a booty call.
It's not.
It's a fucking
this,
booty
this
call.
Is real world. This is real world status.
Hey, Chris, it's booty call.
I hate you so much.
Okay, booty call.
Don't.
Seriously?
For real.
Don't.
Real.
Okay, all right. Well, I have some
I'm
news
letting
to tell
this
you guys.
Yeah, you tell the news. I'm letting the person know, hey, we're recording, and I already let them know. I'm like, you're great, but podcast is podcast.
Okay, so. We've been planning the Jay and Silent Bob thing for a while. I've been thinking, let's start this off first. Okay, so, Chris, I love you, all right? You have an amazing voice.
You're going to break up with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can take it. I can take it.
He's you been prepared for
it. It's okay.
This.
I won't cry. I promise myself I won't cry.
I want to do my own podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, have my special guest on there, like my dad or whoever, mm-hmm. like maybe even one of you guys. Just, I think this podcast is just you. You are that core, that center,
mm-hmm.
which is perfectly fine. Don't get me wrong, but it's all about me. So it's like, I want my own shit, and I want to do my own shit. And so, and I don't want to have that responsibility of like, hey, as much as there really isn't a responsibility-wise for, like, you know, coming to the cast. And, you know, it's basically threefold, but I just don't want that on my conscience kind of thing. So it's like, after we do the Jay and Silent Bob thing, mm-hmm. I'm going to retire from Why Do We Hang Out.
That's terrible. Okay. I love having you on.
I
mostly miss, though, with you and Justin yelling at each other, to be honest.
Well, yeah, that was the...
Yeah.
That's, like, my favorite part.
Like, well, genuinely, Justin's not here. So.
Yeah, which totally blows, because he's all, like, working and shit.
Is he
working? Probably why I did it now, because he's not here.
He's because you know he would totally be Justin about it.
Yeah, he'd just give me his fucking look.
If you're waiting for the Jay and Silent Bob cast, you got at least 6 more months.
Yeah, we're not.
We got to find time to get him. And I know he was supposed to have, I'm trying to think of what, he was supposed to be able to, he was opening for Saturdays, but, and they had hired someone new so that he could have his Saturday nights off. Other than him texting the group yesterday,
and he
the day before, is the most I've heard from him in 2 weeks.
Shit.
Yeah. No, we'll get that shit. We were so close, and then something popped up, and it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, life got stupid.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Well, we still need the... Don't we still need the scripts? Like,
no,
has Kathy printed it out?
I was gonna say you guys have those.
No.
Oh, we do have them. Okay, good. I will take one home, because I still need to know who I am for those.
Yeah. Just do, like, highlighter mode, and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. And I've got it on my phone for the most part, who's doing who.
That's good.
That sounds like a really bad game.
Jacob, why aren't you taking notes, man?
I wasn't given any paper.
Director?
That look on Jarrell's face? No. There's no pin. I was going to say there's no pin, though. I was trying to defend
Don't
him
blame
that.
It on him. You know?
If you haven't learned anything from all being on this podcast, is we blame each other, because why not?
Yeah. It's never your own fault.
It's never. Because we are the prime example of America. It's not my fault. It's the other guy.
Grab by the pussy.
Yeah, grab by the pussy. It's okay.
God.
So, I was driving today, and this isn't the story, but this is just the thing I saw that I was like, this is interesting. Bumper stickers. Where do they go? I'm asking, really. I'm not
on a bumper?
Bumper, maybe back window.
Yeah.
Seems kind of logical.
So not
is this the one that you and Justin saw?
No.
Oh.
Wait, which I want to ask about that.
Okay. This lady had
a lady.
Make America Great Again Trump bumper sticker.
It comes to your face.
And
Chris, like, we have this conversation right there.
Oh my God, you sound so much better.
So sexy.
Swing.
She had it on her dash.
There's a guy that
you had her on. Okay, what
lady,
kind of car does she drive?
See, you're thinking it's some beat ass redneck thing, right? No,
yeah.
It's one of those CUV, not SUVs, like your guys.
Oh, it's
ride.
Like a fucking 4Runner.
Yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Okay,
nice. Probably 2006.
Better than
right?
That.
Yeah.
No.
Newer model.
But it's across her dash.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there next to him.
Does she not fully want to commit to put it on the bumper?
See, I'm like, are you ashamed of it? Because he has no shame. The
I'm
point
Republican,
of supporting
but
him
I still gotta
is
think
having
of Trump.
No shame. Like, him and his followers have no shame. So you're supposed to have, you know, like 7 on your bumper, a Confederate flag, one of his face on it with a not swastika going, it's reverse, so it's different, America.
Believe me.
Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to be. And I'm like,
a
so
star
are
David
you ashamed of loving Trump? Like,
as you should be.
Well, as you should.
Right, yeah.
But it just seemed really weird. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting.
Hillary wasn't my choice.
On her
fuck
dashboard.
Trump, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it is a lesser of two evils. And I got us some new listeners. Albertson's on 57th.
Oh, I don't back care because I'm quitting. So, you know.
So, but they.
You can care.
No, you can care.
We're still
friends. That sounds like America right there.
I don't know.
It's not my thing, so I don't care now.
I hope people listen to your podcast.
Yeah. It probably won't even happen.
You'll have to do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you should talk to Tyler Garcia.
Yeah, I know.
And,
too.
Yeah,
he's
him
good
and Kyle are doing one called The Corner Stop.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think they're on episode 6 or 7. They're early on. They hit me up to be on it, and then I had to work super late on a day, so I couldn't
join
them.
I know fucking Tyler Garcia.
Tyler doesn't know everyone on the podcast.
Yeah, he does.
not no like no not that he doesn't know us. He doesn't know who all does the podcast. He doesn't listen to the podcast,
but he supports it though.
Yeah. You know, like America. Like, we see a thing on the internet and go, that's a picture of a guy I like.
He shares that shit for us.
Sometimes. Yeah, he shares it, and I share his. Right. But it's, I think it's just him and Kyle. But because you like music and a lot of the same styles of things, it would be worth hitting him up.
Is that what that is?
Yes, because you're white, and the things that white people like, you might enjoy being on that one. Like, genuinely, because it's just him and Kyle. And now that you have all this experience of 60-plus episodes, and they have, like...
Is this 62?
63.
63.
Yeah. And they have,
haven't
like...
really 62 yet. Okay.
Yeah. And so they have,
but
like...
By this time now, that,
eight episodes at most. So going into it, then you'd be able to go in and be kind of the senior guy on how to handle it while they're still working around it. So it might end up being able to be something really good. But I guess it's really good. They do mostly music on theirs.
Okay, cool.
So
I could help you out with some of the shit you need to buy. And
stuff. Yeah. No, I'd like to see what kind of programming you use and all that. And
the only thing that he does that's kind of that I told him he might want to change because he only does SoundCloud.
SoundCloud,
but only
he has
SoundCloud.
A SoundCloud account for his DJ stuff.
Yeah, and I told him I was like,
which is great for that.
Yeah, but I was like, you might want to throw it on Podbean or iTunes because that's just where everybody knows where a podcast is at.
It's not throwing it on like we had to get. Our server with Podbean, and then we just had to show iTunes it was there.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Like, you don't throw things on iTunes. Hey, iTunes, could you put me on your
You have multi-billions of dollars.
Yeah. iTunes puts the music on their site, but the all the podcasts are, here's my website, iTunes links to it.
Yeah. No, I just... I think if you went on that one, that'd be a good one. Because even if you wanted to continue doing a podcast,
I like the podcast.
Then that might be one
formula
purely because like we all know the guys. We went to school with the guys, so
yeah,
it'd be a cool way to hop into something and have an experience with it. Yeah.
No, I used to smoke with Tyler a whole bunch.
Yeah, that was a fair portion of our friendship. A fair portion
me
of friendship
and Matt Swanson,
smoking.
Casey and.
I bought bootleg albums off of Tyler. Yeah.
He still hangs out with all of them.
That's like, cool.
He still works with all of them.
Yeah. The only one he doesn't work with is Matt. I don't know what Matt's doing, but
Matt's not at the...
No, because...
Didn't he get fired from Flamin' Joe's once?
Yeah, no, we had to fire him.
Yeah, because it's a stupid fucking reason, because he was actually doing his job.
Yeah, because he was a good employee, and we had to fire a good employee, and honestly, that was... If you ever needed, like, a flashpoint moment of things going south. That was genuinely, that was the flashpoint moment.
Was it?
Yeah. That's because it was that where when we get, Justin and I get threatened with our jobs if we don't fire a guy because he doesn't talk enough to suit Kessler's comfort.
God, that is so fucked up.
Like that, he was like, I want you to fire him. Why? Because he just doesn't talk a lot and he's not personable. So if you don't get rid of him, then you're both fired.
Fuck you, Kessler.
Like that was his
I don't even know
logic.
Kessler, just fuck him.
No.
He still kind of sponsors.
Half sponsors.
Seriously.
But does. But that's
he
a
does
dick
his
move.
Work.
Like, as a thing, that's a dick
move.
Yeah. You don't fire somebody because they're doing their job. That's weird. Yeah. Like,
anyway, but
that's America.
I'm still excited about your story, Chris. What is your fun story?
So, I was trying to play Bioshock this morning and battle a cat who is insane. And I had Jehovah's Witnesses come over.
Did you set the cat on the fucking Jehovah's Witness?
Right, see?
Go,
Petey
Demon, go!
All I did was, like, I opened the door, and all I thought was, this is going to be a great story for the podcast. That
Chris,
is immediately my thought.
Every time we encounter religious people in the wild, like, who just want to challenge us.
It makes for a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... Whilst trying to save Rapture from Andrew Ryan,
spoiler.
Would you kindly play the game?
Now, did they ring your doorbell or did they?
They knocked on my screen door.
Now, was it like a
open
knock? Like,
yeah, they tap tap, and I'm chilling in my robe, and I'm like,
hello.
No one knocks on
my
screen door.
Wait, is this the robe that
the blue robe? The robe.
Are you sure?
Same robe.
The homeless blue robe.
Same robe. I've had the same robe for like 10 years.
I've heard so many
it's
stories.
It's the greatest robe ever.
Yeah, we did a whole podcast
about a robe.
I fucking listened to it. So
it's such
good.
A great robe. Yeah. I love that one.
But no, so I'm chilling, relaxing. I'm like, accent. Someone's at my door. Well, yeah, all and acting cool. All cool. But I was not shooting some b-ball outside of the
it's
school.
It's cold out.
Yeah, it's way cold out. And it was raining, so I wasn't about that. So I'm chilling. I'm like, fuck, now I got to get like half dressed and answer my door.
You answer in that fucking robe and your underwear.
I thought, though. I'm sitting there and I'm just like,
what?
I'm like, no, I'm like, they knocked on the screen. I'm like, if it's my landlord for whatever reason, like for maintenance or whatever, it might be good if I'm not the stereotypical black guy on a Saturday in my fucking robe and boxers going, what the fuck you want with a 40 in my hand?
I will go so, to some people's houses every like day of the week.
Images ever.
They are home and in their pajamas every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's 2 o'clock, Agnes. Put some clothes on.
No, see, for me, it was like a 10, 9, 10-ish in the morning. So I'm like, people are probably dressed about now. Obviously, someone is if they're knocking on my door.
10, I will let shit slide at like 10.
Well,
much
so,
past that. And, just
well,
like,
and
come
I figure
on,
if you go door to door, you're expecting the worst case scenario. So everything is better than your worst case scenario.
People hanging with their dick out.
Yeah. So I run in, I get dressed. They're still knocking. And I'm like, well, shit, if they're knocking, I might as well put the energy into getting dressed and be a decent human being.
Okay.
So I go and I open it and I see the suits and immediately I'm like, fucking podcast. Yes. Because I'm like, what are we going to talk about today? That's
is it?
Right. So I open it and I'm like, what's up? And they're like, hey, we're from the Church of Latter-day Saints. And I'm like, of course you are. And they're like, so
no,
these
I just
are names.
Think of them like a
that's Mormon. Latter-day? That's not Jehovah's.
No, the Jehovah's people.
The Latter-day is heaven.
Is heaven. Yeah.
You want to hear one of the greatest jokes ever?
Yes.
Why do Mormons have inverted nipples?
Now I'm genuinely curious.
Get off my porch. The podcast won't get it, but
that's
we did.
Good. That's good. I like that.
Visual jokes for a podcast. There yeah. you go.
They always
that could be
go
a segment.
Over. Yeah, no, they go over. Yeah. Bad visual jokes. Yeah. Over a radio medium.
Yeah.
But oh, so they're over, they're talking, and they're like, so We like Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't celebrate holidays, and we're boring people. So, you know, you want to be one of these 6,000 people who can magically get into heaven, even though there's millions of us and we don't do math well.
One of your drivers is Jehovah.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
And so I
he's
go.
Sweetheart.
And so I'm and so when they're don't and they're talking to me and they're being cool. Are you throwing gang signs to your wife? Are you trying to be hood?
It's fucking code, dude. They just need to get
they're husband, wife, and coding. And I'm, is it gangster?
We shouldn't watch though.
Suddenly. No, I need to watch. It's I feel like
wait, you
want
to
Jane Goodall?
Sex?
No, I'm watching, it's Jane Goodall,
up, man.
So yeah. I'm Jane Goodalling. So no, that's what it's like. Don't. I'm not that cool. Don't. I'm black.
My sign language is terrible.
Don't. You're not. Don't. Because the only one I know is Justin doing the
sign
whole,
language on a podcast.
Yeah, that
it's
one.
So great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah. There are two dirty Jews over there in the field. I know Justin's whole thing because he watched that episode of South Park 50 times to memorize that. Like,
oh, yeah, totally.
Like hardcore. Like, Justin watched that episode over and over again one day when we had our apartment. And I'm like, what are you doing in there? All I hear is the same 30 seconds to South Park. He goes,
he had
I'm
it
trying
too.
To learn this whole thing that Cartman does about there's two dirty Jews standing over there in the field.
Oh my
this
God.
Whole thing. You're like, what the fuck? He goes, it's funny. I'm like, that's
and then
up.
He but would come into work
and he would do the whole
do the
thing.
Whole thing.
And you're just like, you're a shitty human being. Justin.
You're like, I love you, Justin. Then you walk away.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But so they're like, do you want to learn about Jesus Christ? Normal. Their normal intro
yeah,
spiel.
Yeah.
Man, I know a lot about Jesus Christ.
Right? And so I go, before you guys get into your whole thing, I'm an atheist. So
you started talking first?
No, I let them, they
like,
come at me,
when
they do their thing.
Okay.
They do the initial spiel, you know, you want to talk about being saved, normal, blah, blah, blah. And I go, before you continue, I'm an atheist.
I got a goat to sacrifice out
yeah,
back,
like,
and you really fucking getting
I have to get
my
covered in blood.
My master's waiting, El Lucifer.
Yeah. You know, and the only true Dark Lord, Cthulhu.
The orgy's at three, guys.
Yeah, like,
we got shit
here.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy goes, really? And it's an older gentleman, 40-ish.
I love it when they say, really?
Yo, no, they go, really?
With the hilt,
yeah,
head tilt, yeah.
Really?
There's an older guy.
It was an older guy, 40-ish.
Doing the door-to-door shit? Because they're all like 10 and a half.
And a younger guy, dude was maybe 17, 16, 17. So
he
it was very much a mentor,
shit,
apprentice, you know. Sith Lord
mentor
thing
apprentice.
Yeah no so
And, and over, when I see this kid, you totally see the hierarchy in it. The older guy's in front. The young kid is standing behind him. And he's like, so you're an atheist. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I was like hardcore.
Air
like,
day.
I was like, your level of Jehovah Witnessiness is my level of atheism. I have absolutely no belief in
me
it.
Me and David Silverman, we tight.
Like, you, I was like, your conviction that there is a God is equal to my disbelief in nor necessary need of a God, like, in my life. That's where we're at. And he's like, do you mind if we talk about why you're an atheist? And I just was like, oh.
I got Bioshock.
No. And that's where I'm like, this is where I know I love hanging out with my friends, because I'm like, fuck, I do got Bioshock. Because I'm in the middle of a fucking, I'm doing one of the unlock things, like the fluid. I'm hacking a vending machine.
Oh, okay. But I paused it. Bioshock?
Yeah, first okay. Bioshock. But I paused it.
Good. That's Bioshock.
So, yeah. So I pause it, though. Oh, so I'm like, dope. It's on pause. And I'm like, if I say no, then like, one, I'm being kind of an ass to these guys that came up to my
asshole.
Door. Then I'm the asshole. And two, this is going
to
make a great podcast story. And all things in my life that matter truly is being able to tell you guys a great story.
Number
like
four
that's
is
real.
The podcast.
Like,
God, you should be getting paid for this shit.
Like, no, like, I genuinely love being like, I'm like, oh God, this is going to be so much fun for me today. So for later in the day, I'm like, this will be a great story. Remember this whole experience because this is fun.
Soak it in.
Yeah.
Like a
all
frog
of it. So I even step outside, shut my door, and I'm like, you really want to know? And he's like, yeah. So I go into it. And I'm like, well, we're going to go the real world. We're going to go scientific route first.
Have you ever heard the phrase, everything in the world is enough?
See, so I go and I tell him, I was like, since I was a kid, I was like, my mom's a Jehovah's Witness. And there are two views of the world, essentially a 6,000-year-old Earth and the real world we live in. I was like, you can go to the Grand Canyon. You can see the layers of sediment in the rock. You can go, oh, well, these took place during these millions of years of epochs.
Science.
And I'd say that too. Like, this is the science. This is the real world. Yeah. I can touch the fossils.
Logical.
I'm aware they're there. But then there's a book that says, no, it took a place over 6 days, 6,000 years ago. And if you believe any different, you're going to hell. But there was no validation other than a book. I have read many a book. That's not a good argument to say it's in a book.
Yeah.
Whereas I can read a book on fossils,
like,
but then go out in the real world.
In that one book, you know.
Yeah, but I can go out in the real world, touch a fossil. I can't go and have God go, "Hey, that whole 6,000 years that was legit though." Doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Lets people die over it. Like, willingly.
And considering it still does.
Yeah. If it exists. Yeah. And that was the other one. I was like, so scientifically, it doesn't work. I was like, but then morally, which is the big one, I was like, the book that you're walking around with fully advocates slavery and the mistreatment of women and children. Morally, those are not things I can get behind.
They're actually kind of the big parts of this book.
Yeah. He goes, well, hold up. I go, no, because now you're going to say that's not the teachings of the New Testament. Where I'm going to rebuttal with, it doesn't matter. Your God is all-seeing, all-knowing, which means no matter what decision he made 6,000 years ago, he knew what was going to happen in the future based on these statements that he made, where he's like, you can have a slave, but it needs to believe in me, and you can beat it, but you can't kill it, because, you know, property. Was this God's logic?
Yeah.
Knowing full well the ramifications, yet still went down that path.
Oh,
I was like, if you were a God,
y'all
would you condone
to,
this?
Like, ban gay marriage based on Leviticus.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament.
Yeah, and so that's what he was trying to go. Well, that's what I go. I was like, Deuteronomy and Leviticus. And he's like, well,
the worst fucking book.
That's all I point out. I go, Deuteronomy and Leviticus. He's like, well, it's different. I go, no, because see, you're going to cherry pick. That's not what it's about. You have to go with what your book says, no matter what. It is the truth. You take it as the truth, take it as the truth. Those are not morally good things to
do. Throwing rocks at people?
Yeah, can't. You just cannot do it. I was like,
As much fun as it is.
You should not throw rocks at people.
Not if you're the guy on the receiving end.
Yeah, especially. Frowned upon. And I'm real with him. And the kid is standing behind him. So it's like, he's right here. We're talking. And the kid is in a submissive posture. Yeah. Like, he's noticeably behind him.
What is his face like?
So,
is he like...
Did you ask him for my Book of Mormon?
Did you just fucking break his mind?
God damn it.
But this is where... This is what one of those moments in life where I'm like, I have an opportunity to subtly teach. I could plant the seed of questioning and you saw it in this
fucking
kid.
Inception.
You saw this
going
kid.
His dream and shit, make him question.
Well,
God.
No, yo, and you saw the look on his face when I'm explaining these things rationally. Yeah, at least for a day. And I'm like, why would you condone or support anything that is okay with mistreating people? I was like, and whether or not this God does so now, he certainly does nothing to change it. He certainly doesn't do anything other than his mysterious ways. Those are not mysterious ways. Your God's a dick. He goes around, if he causes floods because of gays, he causes hurricanes because of gays, or political parties, or says one nation is better than another nation, those are not things to support. Even if said God exists, that God has a lot of explaining to do
that
on a
God's
moral level.
Vikings fan this year.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. God is going for the Vikings. 5-0,
right?
Yeah. So the kid standing behind him and the look on this kid's face, he's like smiling. He's like, you can think like this. You can be outside of the box. And I told him, I was like, I'm a single dad. I'm going to school to be a teacher. Like, I'm trying to do what I can in my life now to make an impact. Not worry about, am I doing good because someone's going to watch me creepily and go, oh, that's a bad day. So you're going to lose all your money and your family because I'm a dick. Mm-hmm. Fuck that guy. All of my things I do in life to be good is because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
I was like,
your morals.
Yeah. I was like, I was going through a really tough financial situation over the last few months. Life decided, as things planned out, they're like, hey, you're good now. Things worked out. And I am now trying to pay it forward. Not because some guy in the sky is like, oh, I did a solid for you. Because of all the things in the world, 500 people died in Haiti. My funds should not be a concern of yours. Your God should not be worried about my finances when people have died because of gays in Florida. Not a thing I'm okay with.
Yeah,
you know, like, and the look on this kid's face that was like, he's saying things pretty fucking real and legit.
Yeah.
And like the guy would go to look at him and he'd be like, stone cold face. He's like, no, man, I'm cool. He'd look away and he'd be like,
it just fucking goes
puts
right
his black
in
power
your
fist
mouth.
Yeah, no, and he's just, but he's like, right? Like, right? And then he'd be like, nothing, man. I'm just, you know, I'm hanging out, being quiet. Not
preaching the word,
shit.
Boss.
Yeah, he's like, you keep going. And he was trying. He was really trying to get me. But what really, like, he apparently fell out of the church. And I was like, well, why did you leave? What was it that made you leave? Because
the old guy or the new guy?
The old guy. I was like, I was seven. I was a kid. I remember being about Kale's age being like, that's probably silly because dinosaur bones are real.
It's not Scientology where they try to ruin your fucking life for leaving.
No.
Well, like,
but I was like, what made you leave the church? And he's like, well, he's like, I was a teenager. I wanted to explore the world. He's like, I went.
Marijuana.
I searched. He's like, I went through, I researched all the other Christian religions. I researched Eastern religions, and they all were about serving the church and giving them money. But being a Jehovah's Witness is different. Because their book's right.
Fingers of Jarrell. What is this?
That's Jarrell wanting to yell at a guy who's not here. But I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, you're right. You're straight up.
So this was his logic.
The Mormons are the same way.
Yeah. So,
send that shit to Utah, though.
Yeah. No. So I ask him, I go, so what makes you think that yours is right? Like, you obviously went back to the church. I never did.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no desire. And he was like, well, he goes, the end times
good
are
without
coming.
God.
Yeah. And he's like, well, the end times are coming. And I'm like, here's the thing. I just finished this book.
Didn't they say the end times were coming like 5 years ago? Like,
oh, dude, it's every year.
Or so, even like 2000s.
On the audiobooks, check out the history of the world. It starts from like beginning of recorded human history to 2008. And I learned something listening to this book for like the third time, because it's a great book.
Is it constant end of days kind of thing?
No, but you find that is essentially where people go, where when things are bad in a nation, it must be the end times for everyone, not just us. It must be the end of our world because our grasp of time is so limited that we're like, well, it must always be the end of days. And so what I pointed out to this guy is like, this book starts at the beginning of recorded history up until 2008. I was like, do you know how many times in this book that didn't matter the religion, that it was pointed out that there was this specific cult or this was this specific ideology, mythology, doesn't matter. They all were like, they thought the end of days was this time. They thought the end of days was this time. Their empires fell. They changed. The world evolved. I was like, the last time this was a massive big deal was during like the post-Renaissance with the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and all the revolutions in South America.
Okay.
And I point all these out. I'm like, they thought it was the end times. They had the plagues. They had all these things. They're like, wait, maybe if we just change the system. Plumbing. Research. Go, oh, hey, maybe if we don't drink the same water that we just shit in 30 seconds ago, we won't die.
Stop,
you know?
Stop throwing our waste out the window and yelling Gardy Lou.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was like, we, instead of going, oh, God, save us, we buckled down and we learned and we changed the world. I was like, you sit here and say right now is the end times. 5 years ago, you could have said that. 10 years ago, 20, 30. It doesn't matter. The only thing that is maintained is that every time we hit the brink, we all go, stop. Shit's about to go south.
Have a time.
Yeah, and we have a time. And we fix it.
Donald Trump's about to be elected president.
It's like we're on the verge every time. And then we go, stop, and we make a change.
Put a pressure valve
like,
in.
Yeah, every time. I was like, that's how it works. I was like, it's not a deity going, okay, but next time. It's not that. I was like, we as a people are doing this.
Like, I'm not really at all, but to see like God tell Trump next time, like,
yeah,
it gives me the goosebumps.
Right.
It's totally Bill Cosby right now, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
like they're trying to justify it, where like that chick with the whole Trump can touch this, and it was like, and you know everyone, and not trying to be sexist, but there's no nice way to say it. No one wants to touch that bitch's pussy. Nobody. That's fact. Oh, that shirt and that woman was immediately like, you don't bathe, and that's a dirty shirt. That's
wasn't
all
like,
that.
I don't know if it was like Kool-Aid.
There
was like
stains?
Something weird on her shirt.
Yes. And it was like, no. Like as a human being, as a woman, I'd be like, no one would touch
your tummy. Like,
yeah, no, for
real. Did your belly button bleed?
I love how you guys are bringing up the picture so you can show that.
Oh, you guys are so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she have a belly button bleed? Like, did the guy put it in her belly button so hard that she's
so now
bleeding?
I've been looking at this picture. I've been trying to figure out what it is. My first thought was, is it a shadow?
See, is it a shadow?
But realistically,
I think it is. Because that's a baseball hat.
It's the Antichrist in her in her stomach. Is what it is.
It's fucking blood. It's fucking blood.
I'll get into it.
There's red lights behind her, and so there's got to be red lights around.
Because that is not a flattering photo of any human being.
And then if you look at the shadow, it's actually somebody holding a damn camera doing one of these.
Yeah, it's a late. Okay, so if you haven't seen
where
it
the
at
fuck
home,
is that selfie stick when you need it, man?
Right? Seriously. Because that would have been substantially more flattering than it looking like you just bled all over. You're like, yeah, I support Trump. Like, I just got shivved by a supporter.
It's a lady with on her shirt that says, Trump can touch my pussy, and then an arrow.
Well, it just says, Trump can grab my.
Trump
with
can
the
grab
arrow.
Which
pussy.
Is almost more obscene.
Believe me, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's like a tank top, too. It's
yeah.
Not even like,
no, okay. And not,
she's got nice
and I'm not trying to be mean.
Like,
I'm gonna be real. Like, who would? She looks like someone who hasn't bathed in a reasonable amount of time. I'm not being.
You're making the Trump argument, dude. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm saying like
she's like
somebody's
mom.
Well, my personal favorite was when they just did the. She just did. They did on a Daily Show when they right after that when I can't remember the guy's name Jordan. He went out and he was talking to the supporters about it. And one of the guys was like, yeah, Trump can say what he wants. It's locker room talk. And the guy's like, everyone talks like that. He goes, well, do you talk like that? Well, no, I got a wife. Oh, and he's like, do you have any kids? Yeah, $3. But you don't talk to them. Well, no, I wouldn't talk like that. Oh, you wouldn't talk like that. But you just said everybody talks like that. Well, you know, everybody else. Well, who everybody else? Does like, did your dad? Well, no, like my dad was married to my mom. So your dad didn't talk like, just drills this dude. And the guy doesn't get it though. That was the killer. Are you okay, Kay?
Yeah.
Okay. But it was such a weird thing to watch. You just see those people like that. And when I was talking to the Joho guy, that's what his whole thing was. He goes, I see the way things are now, and it's just the end times. I'm like, it's always the end times. Yeah. Because people are always dying. I was like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm being real. Yeah. People always die. And he's like, so you don't want to live, like, for eternity? Like, you could be a teacher for eternity.
I want to live now, motherfucker.
And there's no other way I could say it. I go, why in the fuck would I want to live forever?
Yeah.
I was like, have you ever read a story, science fiction, fantasy, whatever? The immortals are miserable, angry, shitty people. If they're over the age of like 300, you basically become jaded and shitty.
They have to kill each other until there's one.
Yeah, until there's Highlander rules. Yeah. And I even said that. I was like, and if not, it's Highlander rules.
Did you say Highlander?
Yeah. Because the guy was old. So he goes,
I love
it. And he goes, really? You're going to use Highlander? I'm like, I'm going to use Highlander. I was like, they had a check and balance system
and they're immortals. They can die. It shows that even then, no one wants to be immortal. Why would you want eternal life? I was like, and he's like, but you could do all of these great things over, you know, thousands and millions of years.
Yeah, but the only thing that matters is your family and, you know, socializing with, you know, the same people.
Yeah, and that's why I told him. I was like, realistically, dude, I was like, and not even because I'm black, I get between 60 and 90 years. We'll probably lean closer to 60 because I'm probably going to have the diabetes. I'm going to be
and
real.
I'm gonna cholesterol shit my pants issue. Be like, here, clean it up.
Yeah,
I'm
no, like, off
whenever
me.
I do that
yeah.
shit.
So I'm like, so I'm going to be real. Like, I don't need more than that. I was like, if I can't get done in the short period of time that I have, I don't deserve to be alive. I don't think anyone does. I was like, and the real world works is there were people before us. Their job was to make their kids' lives better and their grandkids' lives better to make the future better. That is the purpose. If you want a purpose, it is to make sure that the
it's
next
not the same
generations
as like 42, but
yeah.
it makes the
no,
same
but
sense.
Yeah, it's you're there to support each other in the future.
Yeah.
That's it. You shouldn't need more than that. I'm like, when I die, I want to be remembered by my kids and my grandkids as, well, he was a great guy, but he had some quirks. But I went out of my way to help people. That I was a teacher so I could spread knowledge to keep people interested to make the future a better place. Yeah. That's my goal. When I die, I know that when I die, it's going to be okay. That I have, that I know the future will do
it's
just
that reassurance
fine.
That, yeah.
And I was like, I don't need eternity to do that. I was like, if I had eternity to do it, then I'm failing. And apparently that really upset him. And he was like, so you're content with life in the relatively short period of time you have? And
if
I'm
you're
like,
you're not content with life,
yeah,
then why the fuck
yeah,
are you
no.
Living?
And exactly I was like, right. I'm more than content with my time. I was like, if I had all the time in the world, why would I get anything done? I was like, if humanity has shown anything, if you don't have to, we're not going to do it. That's just fact. That's not being cynical. That's the real world. We won't do it. But with 90 years at most, you're damn well pleased. Like, we need to get our shit done to support our friends, our family, and our children, and everyone.
Yeah.
And it really bothered him to the point that he goes, that was great. It was nice talking to you. We're going to go now.
I'm gonna go shoot my wife.
Dude, we had this.
You blew that
we
guy's
had
head so
this
fucking clean
whole
off.
Conversation, just back and forth dialogue this whole time. But the moment it came to me being content with a limited lifespan, genuinely upset him. And this kid that was with him looked so just engaged in just the dialogue of two people, not of mine, not of his, but just he's got to see the two opposing ends not screaming at each other saying, oh, well, you have a small dick. Well, Satan, Jesus, babies.
I can do with a lot with this small dick.
You
bitch.
Know, like, it just, but the argument that wasn't there, it was just dialogue. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed myself to have this dialogue with
well,
a
you
guy.
Just got, you know, pause the Bioshock.
Yeah, when, yeah, I could pause the game. I could always go back. But the thing that I found the most interesting, and I told him was that, I was like, him and I differ at one point. I was like, you went back to the church. Right. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I was interested in his story, and his was just that he's like, well, it was right. And I'm like, well, don't you feel that everybody who follows their particular brand of faith feels the same way if they left and went back?
Yeah.
That if they grew up in that, that of course they went back
that's
to the one
the
they know.
Point of it's, Rumspringa,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's the
to
evil.
Leave and go
it's
back.
The, yeah. And it's like it's the evil, you know, you are aware of the flaws. So you're like, I can make it better. I can do better.
Yeah.
But to do it better, you need money to do it better. So then you got to start whoring it out. And then you got to go door to door. Because I was like, your pastors and stuff aren't out here doing this. You're out here doing this.
Yeah.
It's still the pyramid scheme. I was like, no matter what you say.
It's just another business.
Yeah, I was like, your church gets money. It's still tax exempt. It is not some special thing that doesn't have to abide by those rules. Yeah. You get those rules. So you can't sit on this podium and say, mine's right because in my book it says so. That's not how this works. And it upset him, but he was willing to keep going. But the moment eternity was not a thing for me, he was noticeably uncomfortable.
Like clicked off and just said, fuck it.
Well, I don't know, but the kid was genuinely engaged. He was enjoying the conversation.
Yeah.
And it felt kind of good to just be like, this is where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I didn't get to him, the kid certainly now has at least a, it's okay. Was that a fart?
No, that
did
was
you drop
candy
Mike and
spilt
Ike
everywhere.
All over.
Yeah.
10-second rule, it's okay.
It's hard candy. It's
yeah. Right. And I was like, but this kid looks so engaged that whatever this kid decides,
yeah,
it's all on him.
Yeah.
But he now has, he noticeably took a lot from the conversation and was like, well, now I got to make my own choice. Yeah. And that was the thing I was, when I would look at him and I'm making eye contact with him and ignoring the guy, it was like, you can change. You can do this for yourself. I was like, you don't have to do this.
No one's
going to
judge you for
this. But it was all visual, and I'd be like, right? Don't you feel that you should do good because it's the right thing, not because someone is watching you? And he would be like, yeah. But the guy would look and be like,
not for the carrot and stick.
Stone face. Yeah. Stone face.
Don't do it.
Stone face. God, look away. Yes. All of the words you said. So it was, and it wasn't even about being right, but it was nice to see that this kid was under, it was easily understood for him that he didn't feel uncomfortable, intimidated, but that he, that on the inside he can go, I can think for myself on this. I don't have to be in this and be a good person.
Yeah.
Was the only real message between the two people. I'm like, you will be the guy I'm talking to. This will be the person I'm trying to change. So
yeah,
but it was fun.
Well, cause so yeah, I'm atheist as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of my big things is, even if something does exist, it shouldn't matter if you believe. It should just matter how you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a lot of the Christians, they're the shittiest fucking people on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Serious. Oh, yeah.
But because they believe, they're saved.
Yeah, because they get the mulligan, which is like a weird life philosophy. Like, I always found that weird. They have like a, I get to do what I want to do because, you know, we get the grand mulligan. But then you see all of the other ones with their grand mulligans, and you're like, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at that as a healthy thing. If you all get one big mulligan in the end, you shouldn't live your life on, I get a mulligan. Like, not good. Works for children. And that's what I even pointed out to him. I was like, the philosophy of, I can do bad things and then apologize, so then it's okay and I get presents. That's the mind of a child. I was like, that's essentially what it is. You do shitty things. You're like, oh, fuck, November and December. Just, like, the end of your life's coming up. Maybe murder is bad. Maybe punching my neighbor's dog in the testicles is also shitty. I'm going to stop.
Still funny to hear.
But as long as if you
say my bad.
My bad and apologize.
Yep. And you go, my bad. And you're good. And you LL Cool J it. And he goes, solid, son. You're good. It's good. The two of you are good. There ain't no beef. You know, you don't have to have an epic rap battle of history. Like, all I'm saying. But that's the killer to me, is that it's like that. And you're just like, what? That no one should have that philosophy. And I know that we have awesome friends and family who do have a belief system. And I'm all for it.
And there is nothing wrong with
nothing.
That.
No, because you're not the shitty people. It is the same way, like, not all atheists are good people. The same
no,
way,
they are
not.
Not
all people are good people. Because there's this weird thing called just shitty people. And
or Justin.
Just or like, Justin. You have shitty people?
I
and
have
then
to,
the category of
I have
blood.
To point out the fact, like, who gives a shit that the word God is in the Pledge of Allegiance? I mean,
my only thing on it is not everyone believes in said God.
Yeah.
So if you're part of a nation, you should not make it. If it's the separation of church and state, that violates the law of separation of church and state.
The
by going,
clause,
it goes
yeah.
State,
yeah.
State, 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 church, state, state, state. Yeah. You're like, but separation. And that they literally in the beginning, if you're going to play the in the beginning rule card,
yeah.
Then it needs to follow all rules. And that wasn't put in place until like 1956 because of McCarthyism and commies. And they're dirty, dirty, dirty.
Same with
and
on the money.
Yeah. Like, it all happened during the
God
commie
bless
scare.
America.
Yeah. That's when it all came about. But no one was going, amendment rights.
Yeah.
Because if you said anything, you're a dirty commie. Now, you're just a dirty, shitty, pussy, fag, queer bait, probably Muslim-loving, insert whatever here, abater.
I hate everybody equally.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're just like, I think they're all assholes. Like, if that's any
exactly
consolation.
Right.
But no, because I even had that. I was like, is it a big deal? Only because if you're going to play the rules card,
well, like,
follow your rules that you put in place. Not as do as I say, not as I do.
So I guess, yeah, the way that I think about it, it doesn't bother me. And I just can't get past the fact that some people are just so adamant about it. Like,
oh, no, they're weird
they're
about
it. They're so angry about it. It's like, don't you have other things to be angry about in your life?
That I will look 100%. Where it even falls to fuck the religion part. It's like, there's like real problems.
Yes.
Like global warming. Donald.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Died.
straight died. We caused
ever going to come back.
We should not live in a world of yet. On something that is an ecological, fantastic, wonderful environment. That's like all the rainforests are gone. But there's like 30 acres there. Like, that scares me. That's all I'm saying. Kathy's about to drop the mic. She's going to get mad mic droppy. And go. I want you to do your Eminem moment.
I don't.
We're doing 8 Mile right now.
I totally want to see that, Kathy.
It's called Francis.
Please.
We're not on 8 Mile.
No. I think we'd get to the Mom Spaghetti's part and then we'd be
and
done.
Then
we'd be done. No more.
All right. I want you to see you get up to that part.
I'd be way okay with that.
No, I'm
That'd
good.
Be fantastic. I was waiting
Thanks.
For Mad Mic drop.
No. I just know that if I'm going to say anything, I better have my mic in my face so you can hear me.
No, that's legit.
Please.
That's funny. Because Limp Bizkit.
I rewatched the whole Salad Fingers, so I've been talking like
hello, would you like to touch my rusty spoon?
So fucking creepy. I love it so much.
That would be terrifying if someone said that. That'd
you
be
touch it?
No, I don't want to touch it. It'd be terrifying.
Take your eye.
See, I know that you're totally like the ape overlords, and you're totally going to be a shitty person to humanity.
No, AKA fine. Director?
The director.
Yeah.
But
you can't say that. No. I can. You promised him not.
But
still
can.
But
he is that guy, though, right?
He's
still
the director.
If I'm just a...
But he's...
So can I agree with you, though?
I want you to make me a nameplate when you're at work.
Do you want it laminated?
Oh, you can make a nameplate too.
He's talking like the
has
cool
a laminator.
Nameplatey
cool
things.
School ones.
My boss, her parents-in-law, own the engraver store, so I could probably get you one.
Okay,
do that.
Yeah,
dude, that's so hard.
I gotta go to the hockey game.
No, you don't.
They don't.
The kid.
They don't.
But it's his last one before surgery, guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
And then he has to miss two.
Oh, bye. We're going to keep recording.
So who's your director and second kind of assistant?
Kathy.
Right. I'll be over.
Kathy, sit in his chair.
I will.
Who's all
parked? Bye.
Who's all parked behind the van?
I don't know.
Because Jacob and Tabby are.
I'm parked behind
you.
I can't move the
you.
Do I really have to move my car like for the fourth
again?
Goddamn time again?
I'm parked behind. I'm on the left side.
Well, I need
God.
The left side.
Can't use the car?
Wheelchair.
I've had 3 beers and I don't remember where I parked.
You moved back behind him.
So why don't we wrap this up?
All right.
Do an intro and then you guys can do the second cast.
Right. Yeah, totes.
Go to your goddamn hockey game with your child.
It's a good thing.
It's the best way I could say it.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, it does, and that's all we want, man. Can.
What is your fucking damage?
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
He has no damage.
I have none.
His HP is
full, that's
bitch.
Damage. Yeah.
So, but it is the dude's last game.
No, that's legit. No, that's super fair.
So fucking game on?
No.
Car? What the fuck, dude?
Sorry, fuck that.
Tell us you're going to quit and you already forget how it's fucking
shit.
Done.
You know.
Shit.
Good. All right.
Give no, car. Sad. Car. Oncoming car.
Car.
There's Robert's car.
Game on. Not my last test.